Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for June 20th, 2023, from Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. I do not recommend taking an unknown dog and grabbing them by the ears. You're only going to invite trouble. I wouldn't even do this with my own dog. So also is the one who involves themselves in somebody else's quarrel. Verse 18, like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I'm only joking. Now, we may be surprised that this is actually a proverb. How many times in our own lives have we heard people, after doing something really wrong, basically say, I was only joking? But the proverb is correct. People who do that are being very destructive and very, very hurtful. Verse 20, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling cease, as charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Now, this is why we have the eighth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. These verses address the issue of gossiping and innuendo. It's like adding wood or fuel to the fire. And without the gossiping, the fire goes out. The opposite is also true with the gossiping. If you have kind words, that helps settle down the conflict. But there's a beautiful key in verse 22, that these words of gossip go down to the inner parts of the body, the soul. So we should definitely be avoiding gossip and innuendo. Verse 23, like the glaze covering an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. Now this verse begins a section about people who deceive, and it starts with glaze to make the earthen vessel look a little bit shinier and glossier. So also with fervent lips that have an evil intent. So if someone compliments you only for the purpose of getting you to buy something versus someone who compliments you because they genuinely mean it. Verse 24, whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred be covered with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. I love the words, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly, which is a reference to the last day. You see, God knows our heart. Even when we disguise our words and give very pleasant complimentary words, like the old adage, if something is too good to be true, it probably is. Verse 27, whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. This is a beautiful warning not to plan evil things, because they will come back to you. God does know the heart, and there is the last day. Like the old saying, what goes around comes around. Verse 28, a lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. There's a wonderful insight with the lying tongue that hates its victims. People who lie to you are not loving you, but they're actually hating you. They fill you with lies for a purpose, but it's not for your favor, it's their favor. The opposite is also true, that people who are honest with you are truly loving you. and are trying to build you up, even if they may be difficult words. In the New Testament, Paul wrote, "Speak the truth in love." The truth is always more important than flattery. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.